Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's turning into a challenging week on Capitol Hill for Democrats. They lost ground in their defense of Obamacare when the Senate narrowly voted yesterday to move forward with debate on health care. At the same time, to mixed reviews, the party has rolled out its new economic agenda, labeled a better deal, calling for, among other things, more and higher-paying jobs and lowering health care costs. With us now to discuss where the health care debate is going and to talk about the better deal is Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton. He joins us by Skype. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Happy to do it.
Let me ask, do you think this plan will do the trick, bring Democrats back behind and other voters back behind Democrats who've been kind of skeptical of the party for around a year now? You lost a lot of conservative Democrats to Donald Trump last fall.
Well, we did lose a lot, and I've been calling for a new economic message for a long time. So I think this will help. But I think a new message isn't enough. It's time for new messengers as well. We need new leaders in the party, and that's why I've been calling for a new generation of Democrats to step up and lead.
At times, you've been suggesting that the new leadership should include new congressional leadership and that maybe Nancy Pelosi should go. Where are you on that at present as important debate on many issues is underway on Capitol Hill?
I do think it's time for her to step down. She's been an extraordinary leader for a long time, and she's done a lot for the party. But across the political spectrum, we need leaders who can really carry us into the new economy.
So I just want to be clear on this. Are you saying that the message itself is not enough, that without new faces speaking the message and leading the party in pursuing the message, that it won't work, it'll fail?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the new message will help. I mean, these are things that everybody can get behind. We want higher wages. We want new jobs. We want to open up opportunities like apprenticeships. I've been pushing an apprenticeship bill through the House just the past couple weeks. So these are all good things, and they will help. But I think that it's time for new leadership as well, and that's why I'm going to continue my call for new leadership in the party.
How much of a focus can Democrats put on economic issues this week as the health care debate is entering a new phase and is really kind of dominating news coverage and voter interest out of Washington?
Well, it's okay that health care is dominating voter interest because it should. I mean, health care is fundamentally important for millions of Americans who are set to lose their health care if the Republicans succeed in repealing Obamacare. But healthcare is also an economic issue. You know, so many Americans simply can't afford healthcare coverage, and that's going to get a lot worse if the Republicans succeed with their plan. That's why I've always said that Obamacare isn't perfect, but rather than dismantle it, rather than take it away from millions of Americans with no replacement, we ought to work to improve the plan. Democrats and Republicans ought to come together just the way we did in Massachusetts to improve healthcare for the American people.
How concerned are you that Obamacare will be repealed and replaced by Senate Republicans? If the Senate Republicans can come to an agreement on a plan and actually get it passed, isn't passage of that plan almost certain in the even more Republican-dominated House?
Well, sadly, in today's political environment, where a lot of my Republican colleagues know that these Republican proposed plans to repeal Obamacare will be bad for their constituents, bad for the American people, they're putting politics ahead of policy. They're putting politics ahead of the needs of people who need health care out there. And so, yes, I am concerned that politics will rule the day and that a lot of Republicans will vote for a bad bill that will be bad for millions of Americans, millions of hardworking families who are struggling to make ends meet today and want to have better, more affordable health care, not to lose health care coverage altogether.
Let me change subjects a little bit. The House yesterday overwhelmingly approved a bill giving Congress the power to block any White House effort to weaken sanctions against Russia over Russian election meddling. This morning, you tweeted out, "President Trump must now decide, does he stand with a vast majority of Congress and the American people or with Putin?" What do you mean?
Well, the American people and Congress are all supportive of standing up against Russia and their meddling in our elections. Now, we're not seeing as much bipartisan support in this as I would like, We're not seeing enough support from Republicans for an independent bipartisan investigation, something I've been calling for a long time. But when the sanctions bill came up, when we had the opportunity to say, Russia, this is wrong and you're going to pay for it, the House overwhelmingly voted to pass those sanctions. Now, these are sanctions that Trump and his team have been working with Putin, as is now documented, to avoid. And so Trump has really got to make a decision. Is he with the American people who support sanctions against our enemy Russia? Is he with Congress, which supports sanctions against our enemy Russia? Or is he going to be with Putin, someone he's accused of colluding with to simply get himself elected?
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob.